Hey.
Here we go. Another episode of Funny Hot and Very Cool where I'm in a different location without makeup on.
I also don't have makeup on. Work.
We're just not like the other girls. We're really cool and chill, and I feel confident in chapstick.
Some would say we're funny, hot, and very cool even.
Some might say, and can I just say what a fun time to start this episode, because I'm seething because
Why?
I'm mad.
Oh.
Seething, you guys, absolutely fucking seething.
Well, let's just crack it.
I don't have one. I have a water, boring.
Ew, grow up. I need caffeine.
I know, I just had a tea. I've been on a tea journey, which is so crazy. I've like very vehemently hated tea for the majority of my life. Hot tea, I mean. Like, I always love iced tea.
Okay.
But like a hot tea, I just have never loved. And also my camera keeps freezing, which is going to be so unfortunate for this, the way I look in this video, but we're going to keep rolling.
What else?
It's been on all of my work calls all week, and I'm just like literally frozen in the ugliest faces.
Whatever. But your skin looks good. It's like glass skin.
Thank you. My skin has actually been fucking vibing the last few weeks.
Yeah.
I'm all over the place here, but I need to give a shout out to the Kate Somerville Eradicate Daily Foaming Cleanser. I am obsessed. I started using it in January after trialing a different sulfur-based cleanser that was cheaper and kind of feeling like it would make a difference. I've been trying and sticking to the Kate Somerville one once a day. It's like my shower cleanser when I get out of the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have blackheads anymore.
Nice.
Like, I have had the little like dark sebaceous filaments on my nose since I was literally in high school and learned what pores were, and then started picking at them and using Biore pore strips. They're gone.
I love that.
There's nothing in, like, you can see my pores, but there's nothing in them. It's crazy. Like, Kate Somerville, sponsor me, because I've been evangelizing your product. I don't know how I got on that. Also, I need to obviously, like, turn my Slack notifications off.
What is this, a work call? This
yeah, not
crazy.
Not, I'm sorry if everyone was.
Everyone's triggered. Yeah.
By that noise. No, I'm seething because of a man.
Please share more.
I feel like I just kind of want to start at the beginning of this year, because the gravity of this story isn't going to hit home for our audience unless we start from the beginning.
Lucky for you, it's a podcast and we have time. So
we have all the time in the world. I'm going to try to be brief regardless, because I don't need to give a 15-minute rundown of my 2024 dating history, although I think I should probably do that at the end of the year anyway. But like, let's just back up a second, because it's really going to paint the picture of how ridiculous this past interaction was today. I start off my year dating someone that I had been dating since the fall, probably in the relationship for too long, really knew it wasn't going to work out, was more of a situationship at the end of the day. Anyway, what have you, I ended it in early February, took 2 months to myself to reset and not date, which I did successfully. I did 75 soft. I lost weight. I got my shit together. I started a workout, whatever. I did that whole, I'm an adult, I'm going to reset my dating mindset. Did that. Go me. Then I ended up, quote unquote, falling for someone who'd been in my life since literally high school for 2 months. So then May, June, I'm also off the market, pouring my heart and soul into this person who I was extremely into and had literally waited over a year to let his pursuits of me pay off. That all blows up in my face on the 4th of July, literally in tears at Whitlow's, like any self-respecting 29-year-old in the district.
If you aren't crying at Whitlow's, what are you doing?
Why are you there? So then I'm like, I'm going to hit the ground running. Hinge is a numbers game. Let's get the fuck out there. Let's do the damn thing. Let's go. So I meet this guy. We're texting in essays. The date goes great. We keep texting in essays. 2 days later, he tells me he's not romantically interested. Whoa. I'm a little okay. My ego hurts a little bit from that because you're my first date back on the market and I thought it was going really well and then it didn't.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, whatever, on to the next one. I go on another date. I'm fucking catfished. Okay. You guys, like, this guy had long hair. He's balding on top. I don't know how you could have hidden so well in your fucking profile. You did. I didn't see it. The date lasted approximately.
Wait. When you say long hair and balding on top, I think of the creepy asylum guy from, or like sanatorium guy from Beauty and the Beast that like Gaston pays to kidnap Belle's dad.
We're on Zoom. I can share my screen. Like, oh my God. Yeah. So hang on, everyone. Welcome to me not having my accurate setup. Here's a benefit. I can share my screen. Let me actually not like share my worst.
Just share a snippet.
Yeah. This.
Yeah.
This was literally my date. Okay.
That's exactly who I was thinking of.
Right. So he yawns after 45 minutes and I go, perfect, out. I'm out of here. Whatever. I text him the next morning. I said, it was really great meeting you, but I'm not seeing the romantic connection between us. AKA, I could literally never imagine you physically on top of me. It makes me want to throw up.
AKA, you are a villain in a Disney movie.
Yeah. Okay. So then I'm like, on to the next one. You know, I kind of took my power back a little bit and I was like, I don't like you. And he never responded. And I'm like, okay.
Perfect.
Whatever. So then I go on another date with the same name as that guy, which is just unfortunate, but it's how it rolls. And I go on this date and it's fine, but he wouldn't stop touching me. I think we talked about this, but he wouldn't stop touching me on the date. And he was really forward and it was just too much. And then I thought about it the next morning and I got the ick.
I'd like too much touching on a first date in general. I don't care how hot you are. It's just sort of like, that's a red flag. Like, ooh.
Red flag. I don't want it. He also lived in McLean. I'm like, not to be dramatic, but I don't have a car and I'm not metroing an hour and 15 minutes every time I want to like come over to watch Game of Thrones. It's not happening.
Yeah.
So I got the ick and I texted him like a day later and I was like, hi, I'm not feeling it. I'm so sorry. Like, have a good rest of your summer. He responded really maturely and was like, totally understand, like, good luck out there. You're a catch. Whatever. Thank you. I never responded. Then I meet someone out. He's 23 at oldest. Maybe. I didn't get his age. He had only lived in DC for a year, which means you're literally the oldest 23. He texts me and goes, so can meeting at the bar be our first date? And I responded and I was like, that is so adorable. I love your boldness, but let's just be friends. So I had to turn this other guy down. Who's counting? That's three. He takes it so great. He said, honestly, being friends is an honor. That means you want to like hang out more than just go on an awkward coffee date. He's being funny about it. Whatever. I'm like, great. You took it so well. So now we have a 23-year-old Max to a 32-year-old Max who have all taken me rejecting them very well, very mature, very demure.
Very mindful.
Very mindfully.
You see how I don't respond with rude and aggressive, passive-aggressive texting?
Oh my God. So then I go on a date 2 weeks ago. My face is red. That's how fucking mad I am. I go on a date 2 weeks ago with this 34-year-old, a geriatric. And it's a good date, okay? It's a fine date. We talk for 3 hours. We have two drinks, so I'm freaking sober. And then he goes, he texts me after. He's like, I had a good time. Let's do that again. I go, great. We plan a date for the next Tuesday. We're going to go get coffee because we don't want to drink again. And I said, fine. I can be healthy too. Then that Tuesday comes around. Fucking football was starting 2 days later. And he goes, would you hate me if I canceled? Me and my buddies got to do fantasy. It's our last night to pick before the whatever. And I'm like, you know what? Fine. You can cancel. I get it. Like, I love football, so I don't mind if I end up dating someone who's really into it. Sure. In fact, maybe even a green flag to me. So I say, okay, whatever. I have a busy week. I could use my night back anyway. So then we like chit chat a little bit throughout the week. And then he doesn't answer one of my texts. And I'm like, okay, whatever. He's like kind of boomery in his communication anyway. I'm not even kidding. I wish I was. And the whole weekend goes by. I know he's at a wedding. So I'm like trying not to think about it, but I still don't hear from him. And it's Sunday. So I texted him Sunday night and I was like, I'm a busy girl. I have plans stacking up in my calendar.
Booked and busy and blessed.
Booked and busy. So I text him and I'm like, did you sold and reschedule? This is like Sunday, like 8 p.m.
Circling back.
Don't hear anything until Monday morning at 10 a.m. I had already texted you guys. Like, I got ghosted by a 34-year-old. He finally texted me. He's like, yeah, I'm down. Which, like, you're down? I asked if he wanted to reschedule. And he goes, yeah, I'm down. Where is your enthusiasm? I am doing you a favor by reminding you that you owe a really hot, amazing girl a date.
It's
you should
like
be worshiping the ground I walk on for even giving you another chance and remembering to text you.
The energy is like, are you hungry? And he's like, I could eat.
Literally. And I'm like, it's like that sound going around right now where he's being so, like, you could tell he's obviously, like, not making dating a priority. And, like, this just isn't top of his to-do list. I'm like,
yeah.
Did you know you have 30 minutes? You have 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You're 34. What are you doing? So I'm like, okay, we reschedule. Finally, he answers. He goes, yeah, I'm down. I'm like, okay, I hate me too. We reschedule to what was supposed to be tonight, Tuesday, September 10th. He texts me late last night after not answering my text all day about whether or not we wanted to do drinks or coffee this time. He texts me at like 10 p.m. and goes, oh, wait, I forgot the debate was tomorrow. Were you planning on watching it? And because I'm nice and considerate and mindful and demure, I respond immediately and I say, normally I would, but tomorrow is my only free night this week. And so I was willing to forego it because, like, I can rewatch it. I can watch the highlights. I'll catch it on Twitter. I'm not going to push our date a whole other week to watch the debate live and then most likely lose sleep because it's going to give me anxiety. Yes, Hannah.
Question from the audience. It starts at 9 p.m. Y'all can go and have a drink and enjoy each other's company and then say, like, sorry, I have a hard stop. Like,
right. We could do a happy hour and then fuck off.
It's fucking DC also. Like, y'all could watch the debate while you're out and then he can go home and, like, catch up on the 10 minutes he misses.
There were so many alternatives. I also would like to point out the fact that both the NFL season and the presidential debate are not things that are planned overnight. These are dates that we have months in advance. So now I'm getting a little bit of a flashback to this guy that I dated last year into February, where I'm like, you don't know how to keep a calendar. Like, you don't know what day it is. You don't plan in advance. This is stressing me out, which means if you're not planning in advance, you're not leaving time to slot in building a relationship. So I'm already thinking in my head last night, I want to fucking cancel on this guy because clearly we're not at the same level. Clearly I'm prioritizing dating way more than he is. Clearly our communication isn't there. Like, stop leaving these fucking 12-hour windows in between our texts. You're not that great and life is simply not that hard.
Mm-hmm.
So that morning he goes, oh, boohoo, would you hate me if I pushed again? I kind of wanted to watch the debate. And I answered and I said, just a little frustrated at the two last minute cancellations. If you want to reschedule or if you want to do something next week, let me know when and where. Being like, I'm not fucking putting effort in anymore.
Yeah.
Let me know when and where. Free every night besides Wednesday. No response. Unmatch me on Hinge. No response. Unmatch me on Hinge. 34 years old. He asked me if I would be upset if we canceled. I 40% said yes. And he fucking freaked out to the point where he unmatched me.
Either that or he reset his Hinge, which means that he's not prioritizing dating, but he's going to reset for his matches. I'm sorry. It's the immaturity at 34 for me. Like, obviously, this is why you're single, my guy.
It is the fact that the 23-year-old that I met at Wet Dog, who, for all intents and purposes, probably thought I was into him because I was there stalking my favorite band and ended up just talking to him for 2 hours, took it in stride and was such a sweetheart about it. And this fucking 34-year-old was like, also, you say you want to watch the debate and ask me if I'll be upset if we push it. My guy, that is a lose-lose situation. Because if I say, yeah, actually, can we just do tonight? Then I know you're going to resent me for making you miss something that you wanted to do. Is that how we should start our second date saga? I don't think so. Tony.
But that's the thing. It wasn't, would you be upset if I push it? It's, I'm going to push it either way.
Exactly.
I'm trying to act like I'm taking your feelings into consideration. So he wouldn't have resented you because you wouldn't have hung out regardless. You could have been like, yeah, I'd rather we not push it. And he's going to be like, well, it was nice knowing you then. He had his mind made up.
He probably wouldn't have answered that either.
No. Oh, God. And why would he?
Yeah. It's just, I am like, I texted my sisters because I was like, they've consistently said, like, you need to date someone older. You need to date someone older. And I'm like, I don't know, because at this point, and I, like, we've talked about this before, maybe not on the podcast, but like in our friend group, when you get to 34, 35, 36, there's a little red flag going off in the back of my head saying, why are you still single? Like, what haven't you figured out yet? And this was one of those situations where I'm like, oh, I would have had to raise this man.
Yeah, you're his
mom. I would have had to emotionally raise him. Absolutely not. The reason I'm seething is because I should have gone with my gut. Like, I had a note in my phone. It might still be in existence. I had a message in my phone that I was already going to send because I was really frustrated at his communication and just like overall lack of enthusiasm and interest in going on another date. Oh, yeah. Here. Hey, Tony. Last week, I interpreted your lack of response as a lack of interest. So I've since made other plans and I'm no longer free. That was going to be for tonight. However, to be totally honest, I'm feeling like our communication levels and prioritization of dating are not aligned, which I don't think is a super good start to getting to know each other. I think we should go our separate ways. Have a good rest of your year. That's what I was going to send. Well, that's what I was going to send. And then I didn't get the opportunity. So now I'm just like, I should have just gone with my gut and been like, fuck this guy. Like, the person that I am going to spend the rest of my life with is going to be answering my texts, enthusiastic about planning dates, saying when and where, like pre-planning fantasy football so that he can hang out with me and missing the debate so that he can hang out with me. Like, unless you're a fucking Hill staffer and your job is working on the campaign, I don't, like, you can miss the debate. You're going to be able to watch it again. That's the beauty of living in 2024 and having access to the fucking internet.
Or, like, clearly you guys have similar interests and you're in DC, so it wouldn't be out of the realm to say that you would be having similar reactions at a debate. Like, you could just invite, he could have just been like, let's watch it together. Right. Not a romantic first date, but at least you're spending time together. But now it's like, now you're like going to have to go on this date because it's like, well, I need to make sure I date. I need to get out of my comfort zone, blah, blah, blah. And it's a date to be a date. Or like, you never know. But then he has all these hurdles and stuff to overcome to even like go on a third date. So it's just like,
yeah,
at this point, like, fuck it.
Is our third date going to be in October at this rate?
Yeah. Like,
I'm just literally blown away at the fact that the oldest person that I have had to deal with in the last 2 months has been the most immature and has had the most fragile ego.
I feel like what I'm starting to realize is when you get up into the over 30 crowd, a lot of the men you see are like set in their ways. And so they don't want to bend and be flexible and make time for other people. They want you to be the one to do it for them. I literally am getting so sick and tired of seeing the same people on dating apps and same types of people. I created a Facebook dating account. Shocker, it's the same types of people.
Wait, that's so interesting because I just got Facebook on my phone again because I'm selling stuff in our apartment on Marketplace, and I haven't had Facebook on my phone in years, and I keep getting dating notifications and I'm like, what is this? And I literally this morning I was like on my phone and I was like, oh, Facebook does dating now? That's so interesting. So what's your
I
experience with?
heard, well, there's a girl that I was working with who she was like, I like it a lot better than Hinge. And I was like, well, all right. Like, it can't hurt. I'm on Hinge, Tinder, and Bumble because I'm not paying for anything. And I see a lot of the same people because we're all doing this. And they probably say the same thing when they see me. They're like, there's that bitch again. And you know what I mean? And so I'm like, whatever, let's go on Facebook. So it's like, it feels like it's doing what Hinge originally set out to do. And it says, like, if you, it says it won't show you, I literally did this last night, so I'm still very novice. It says it won't show you people you're friends with.
Can you imagine?
They show you your cousin. Sweet home Alabama.
Well, like your high school ex, like I'm friends with everyone on Facebook. Remember when people cared about how many friends you had? It was like you're following on Instagram, like people cared about. I used to accept every friend request. So now it's literally people who were in my like homeroom sophomore year of high school that I never actually had a conversation with. Like,
It's a lot of like sorority people because we used Facebook to communicate. But so it tells you if you have like a mutual friend. You can set your parameters of like distance and age and stuff. You can also set parameters of like height. Do they drink? Do they smoke? And you, I,
Wow, for free?
yeah. But the thing is, it doesn't, Facebook doesn't do a hard stop on any parameters. They're like, this is good to know. And you can say, like, I prefer to see these people, but they'll.
Honestly, neither does fucking Bumble. And I pay for that shit. I pay for it. And I go through my stack of people who have liked me. And my parameters don't mean that they can't like me. So I'm seeing people, I'm just going through my stack and I'm seeing men who are 5'4" Christian conservatives, and I'm like those are hard no's for me on my end, but they still can like me and therefore show up in my stack that I have to go through.
So Bumble,
And
they'll come through, but they call them a lucky pick. And so the lucky pick means like it's outside of your parameters, but we still think it would be a good match based on like your
I
history,
haven't
whatever else you
seen
put
that.
in. Which I kind of like, because then it's like, okay, like you're, you know, calling out the fact that they're outside my parameters, but you think it might be worth it for me to see for whatever reason. I don't like that you can't put your political affiliation on there. You can put your religion and stuff like that, but you can't be like, I'm liberal, I'm conservative, I'm moderate, like you can on other places. So that kind of sucks. But
That's not
you know, up here it's a little bit easier to kind of weed out when it's like Christian and then they like have five pictures of them with guns and a deer. And the deer is dead. And
good to
Facebook
know.
also
So
you can go through the
important.
people you can go through the people that have previously liked you on Facebook too. So it's like you can see like the Hinge like kind of stuff. And then the other thing was they had a, I didn't do it yet, but it was like you can send a crush. Which I guess you could if you see
Like
or
a, is that
you.
like a rose or a super swipe equivalent?
Maybe, but it says it doesn't notify the other person. So maybe you could just like, oh, I've seen this friend of a friend or something. And you can
Or maybe.
send and be like, we're like crush or whatever. And then like Facebook will put you in their stack, maybe. I don't know. But it's interesting. So it's not like all of the same types of people. There obviously are like overlap, but. I know, we'll see how it works out. I was just like, I have nothing else to lose. I'm almost at the point where I want to delete it all. It's just like, it's. I saw someone yesterday on Tinder. It was the guy that I like was seeing in the beginning of the year when I moved back here in like February, March, who then like basically made me feel like shit for drinking. And then like I never spoke to him again, and he popped up, and I was like lit. So I was like, well, good thing I have some like, you know, new pictures on my profile. You can see what you're missing out on. But I was just, it's like that type of thing where it's like the same shitty people over and over again, which is me now apparently. But
No, it is. I saw this reel that was like the economics of dating apps, and it basically was like your chances of getting a match are so low that, and it's like intentionally done that way so that the apps keep making
Yeah,
money.
because the longer you're on there, the more you spend to like get the
Right.
upgraded version, the more money they're making, the more they can have advertisers.
Yeah.
But like, that's why I
Because
feel like classic Tinder is the one that doesn't use any fucking algorithm other than
yeah.
like your distance and your age. It may show you the same people again, but not as much as like Hinge and Bumble show me the same people all the time. And I'm like, I literally swiped no on them yesterday, and they're
Yes,
back the next day.
I don't understand. I swipe no, and then it gives me an option to like, then I'll be swiping and they'll come up. And I'm like, I got you out of my stack yesterday. I said no to your like, and now it's basically telling me to like you.
Yeah, I see them once a
Go
week.
fucking figure.
I'm swiping no once a week on them on Bumble. And then I go to Hinge and I swipe no once a week on them on
Yeah.
fucking Hinge. And then it's like every 2 weeks, maybe I'll see them on Tinder. I'm just like, it's so stupid. I don't know. So I'm taking matters into my own hands. We're doing one thing every day that scares us. Not really,
One
but
thing every day.
you know that fucking quote that it's like, do one thing
Oh,
every day that scares you.
I
But
didn't
I
know what
am
you
going to, I'm trying to push myself out of my comfort zone a little more. We're trying to make more eye contact with men at the gym or while we're like out in like a grocery store or at a restaurant and like a server's cute or whatever, you know? Yes.
Do you feel like your best in these moments? Like, do you? Because here's my thing. I see hot guys in the grocery store all the time. I'm in the grocery store Sunday morning when I'm fucking hungover with no makeup on and I haven't even done my skincare yet. I'm not making eye contact with you. So are you just like, fuck it, I'm doing it in any state? Or do you have you found yourself putting effort into your appearance when you go out with this in mind?
This has pretty much been since Labor Day weekend when I'm in a transitional period between jobs, so I feel a lot better about myself because I'm taking more time to like I have time to go to the gym again. But I've also been kind of sitting and thinking about it a lot of August, being like, I'm getting so fed up of everything being the same, and you know the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So I'm like, I need to change something. So now it's like September, new month, new me. And so we're putting, I don't know, I haven't always felt my best, but I haven't been feeling my worst.
Okay,
I'm not on
yeah.
my period anymore. So that could have been part of it too. Or it's like, you know, when you get off your period and you're like, finally, I can be a real human again. Yeah. What's up, brother? No longer bleeding out of my crack. I mean, sorry. That's, I don't know if I felt my best, but it's also kind of, I'm in central Pennsylvania. So I'm
Yeah.
like, a
I
lot of
just
the people you see around here are already like wifed up, whatever. Some people
I always
don't.
get so intimidated. Like, there are hot guys pretty much everywhere in DC, but I'll like walk into a Tatte looking like a troll. And I'm like, I'm not gonna go approach you when I like still have my pimple patches on from last night, you know?
Yeah,
Like,
I mean I probably wouldn't like approach someone with pimple patches on, but I may want to make eye contact, I don't know. But I have been
I'll
feeling better about myself, so that has helped. But I just am like, it's not just approaching people, it's just like making eye contact and smiling, which I have a very hard time doing sometimes in public because I want to be like resting bitch face, nobody perceive
I,
me.
my resting bitch face is so severe these days. Like, I do not want you to perceive me. And it's, come Holly.
Holly, come say hi to the girls.
She jumps up on surfaces a lot higher than my lap. And whenever she's coming, there she goes. Whenever she's coming from up, she acts like she's climbing Mount Everest and she'll like try and yeah.
Maybe she's like, "Will I hurt my mom? I don't know." Wow, it's good kitty. Hi, Holly.
This is my
Wow.
big cat, and it's so perfect, and it's so cute.
Is small.
Oh, Jake, look at its face.
Yes,
Yeah,
but
I
I
just,
was. It
I
just.
don't want to say hi to strangers when I feel ugly. So
I
I, in the
know.
year, I recognize it's September. In the beginning of the year, when I like first gone out of that relationship, I told myself I was going to make myself look semi-cute and go sit and work from home in a coffee shop once a week. I have not
Yeah.
done it one
It's
time.
also you're working, so it's like I really don't want to be bothered, but and I
Though I would be bothered. Like, I mean, I just, as you just said, like, it's not, I mean, I know I've only been dating again for the last 2 months, but like, something's gotta change.
True.
It's clearly not
Yeah.
working.
And
I
I feel
hate.
like I feel like me avoiding eye contact and all has been such a defense mechanism to be like
100%.
just don't like, because you see and you read and you watch all these things about like guys being creepy in the gym, like people just like being overly friendly and then like assuming you're flirting with them because you're being nice to them. And it's like, I don't want that to happen anymore. So I just have a resting bitch face and I don't look at anyone. Then no one can mistake me for like flirting with them. But
Yeah.
unfortunately, that means no one can mistake that I'm flirting with them.
Right.
So we
Exactly.
have to be better at being like, okay, there's a guy. Do I think he's somewhat attractive or whatever? Okay, let's make intentional eye contact.
We have to take a lot more risks. Will we be assaulted because of it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
See,
But
that's the catch 22. Either I'm going to be single or I'm going to be assaulted.
and there's no in between. Yeah.
Girlhood.
I
Girlhood is
kind
a
of
spectrum.
my reflex in hating men is so strong that one of our friends on Sunday like did the like, oh, you have something right here. And then I looked down and then he like did the nose thing. And not who you're thinking, by the way.
I still would
But
have been pissed, though. I wouldn't, if it was who I was thinking, I would have chewed his face off. But,
it wasn't who you were thinking. It was actually someone that I like very much like in that friend group. And so it was fine. And it like wasn't hard and it wasn't annoying. But I was sitting on a bar stool and he was standing in front of me. And my cat like reflex was to kick. And so I just like missed his balls by a matter of an inch, like kicking his legs. He went like this and then like this. And I literally just went and like kicked him. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, that like really just like came over me.
It's triggering.
It's so like deep rooted in me that I'm like, this man is touching me and I don't want him to touch me. Kick. Like,
yeah.
And it was one of my friends.
Yeah. Someone we actually enjoy.
Yeah.
That's
So
actually really funny. But yeah, it's like, how do I overcome these like
my
muscle
urge.
memory things now? It's like, this is part of who I am and I have to like change it in order to even be like, I want to meet someone the natural way because dating apps aren't working. And then it's like, oh fuck.
Speaking of kicking, my other rant of today is that men
Oh
in
wait,
their
I didn't get to tell my success story.
Oh yeah, you should.
I'm so sorry.
Pause.
Then we can get your other, sorry. And we can get your other rant.
Listening.
She's actively listening with her little ears. Airplane. So I was just sort of like, the one day I was like, fuck it. If not now, when? I have to just do this. I saw a guy in the gym that I see him a lot. And we always kind of park in a similar area. So I knew which car was his. We didn't leave around the same time. So I was like, I'll write my number down on a post-it note that I have in my car, and I'll put it on his windshield. And so I'm sitting there. I think I wrote like two post-it notes and like crumpled them up because I'm like, this is stupid. This is so cringe, whatever. I'm like, how do I make it like seem chill? Because also I was like, oh, maybe we could be friends if he's like maybe has a girlfriend or something, or like I could be her friend. Like, hello, I would like friendship. And I was like, how do I make this like not super forward, but also forward? And then I think I finally like got one or got close to one. And then I saw he was walking out of the gym. So I was like, all right, I'll just drive by. And then I look over and he looked at me and I looked at him and he looked at me and we made eye contact. And I just threw the car in park in the middle of the parking lot lane. And I got out of the car with the car running. And I go, I'm so sorry. I see you here a lot. Like, I just wanted to introduce myself. And I was like, I moved back recently. I don't have a ton of friends here. And he like threw out his hand and he was like, hey. And like, we introduced each other. I was like, yeah, like I don't have a lot of friends in the area. So I just wanted to like introduce myself. And I left it at that. And he goes, oh, can I get your number? So we exchanged numbers. And then he texted me. And then I respond, he was like working this weekend, and so I responded, I was like, well, if you like, you know, after a little chit chat, I was like, well, if you find yourself with free time after work, like, let me know if you want to hang out. And he left me on read. But still, I did something brave and I got a number, and I was like, that is what we're working for. So,
Yes. I like the idea of doing something that scares you, maybe not every day, but
God, no.
maybe like bi-weekly.
Yeah, checking the news is scary.
Yeah, like every other week, I'll maybe try to put myself out there a little bit. It's just so
Yeah.
scary. And I hate men because they're not able to take sarcasm anymore because their egos are so fucking damaged. Like,
Correct. Which leads us to your second rant.
leads me to my second rant. I have two distinct male interactions recently that have literally left my mouth agape because I'm like, how did we get here? The first one was a couple of months ago. My friend threw a t-shirt party where you come with an embarrassing or funny t-shirt, you pick it out of a bag, and you have to go out in whatever one you choose. I ended up with one that said Hawk Tua 2024 on it. And so I'm in this shirt at the bar, and this guy walks past me and he kind of stops and like reads my shirt. And then he goes like, oh, Hawk Tua. And I look at him and I go, yeah, ever heard of it? And he goes, he literally, the smile leaves his face. He goes like, yeah, everyone has.
Were you smiling when you said your line?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, ever heard of it? And he goes, yeah, everyone has. And I literally was like, no shit. Like, what? Why did you just get so mad at me?
See ya. Bye.
I literally walked by. I kept walking out. It was like a this interaction. And I was just like, okay. Then on Friday night, we're at First Fridays at O'Sullivan's. We're getting beer buckets as you do. And they keep filling them to the brim with ice. So they literally each weigh like 20 pounds. They're like kettlebells. So I'm like, I need to put this on the floor. So I put it on the floor in front of me. I decide to go to the bathroom. So I'm like, someone else step over our bucket so it doesn't get knocked. We're like on a dance floor. So it's pretty crowded. The guys next to me had been doing the same, like treating their beer bucket like a little nest. And so as I'm walking, I like kind of hit it, but didn't really even hit it that hard and didn't spill anything and didn't even make it move. Like I just stepped over it. Come back from the bathroom, and the guy who had previously kind of like glared at me about stepping over their beer bucket came over and like got in front of ours. And I, as a joke, was like, hey, please don't step on my beer bucket, like very sarcastically. And he was like, well, you almost stepped on ours. And I was like,
That's a fucking joke.
yeah. And I was like, then I kept trying to force the joke. And I was like, yeah, you can kick mine if I can kick yours, huh? And he was like, I bet I kick a lot harder than you do. So, and I just like was standing there and I was like,
Yeah, Chad, your dick's fucking huge.
literally, I was like, first of all, immediate ick. Don't ever tell a woman that you can do something better than her automatically. Anti-feminist, get off my fucking desk. Who knows? I could have been a soccer Olympian.
You could have.
An Olympic soccer player. I don't know the correct grammatical
You
phrasing
could
for
have been
that.
wearing steel-toed boots.
Who's to say? Like, who's to say, Chad? And so then I was just like immediately pissed off. And Audrey and I are like standing behind him vibing. And she like made a face at him. And I was like made a face to her back and went, like, you have gray hair. Said it out loud. Because this man had he had salt and pepper hair. And he turned around. And you could tell this was honestly the best part. You could tell that he thought that I heard him say something about gray hair, but wasn't quite sure. Because if he had been definite and like convicted that I had said that, he probably would have been a lot more mad or like glared at me. But he just kind of turned around and did like one of those, which makes me laugh even more. That he thought he heard me say it and then probably was like noodling on whether or not the girls behind him were making fun of his hair. Like, that's fucking hilarious. But then I had this whole conversation with our friend Tyler being like, why don't men understand sarcasm? Why do women have
Yeah.
sharks? Why can't men understand sarcasm?
Yeah.
Like, don't kick my bucket. Yeah, you kicked mine.
You
Calm.
know what it is? If it's not undiagnosed autism, which obviously is always part of it. It's because men can't stand when someone's funnier, like a woman's funnier than them. So they don't expect women to say something funny. So they're not expecting sarcasm. So they don't have their little listening ears on for it.
It's just like, I remember, like, in the past, people have been like, oh, why do you just, like, fight with men at bars? Why do you fight with men at bars? Why are you so sassy to men at bars?
No.
What is my fucking option there?
Also, whoever said that to you is also very anti-female, feminist, whatever. Because yeah. Why are they automatically assuming that it's you?
Yeah, and that it's my fault. Regardless.
It's always the men, of course. I'm simply just existing.
Yeah, like, oh, don't kick my bucket. You almost kicked mine. What did you want me to say to that? You're so right, Chad.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I kicked you with a Bud Light.
Miller Lite. It was Miller Lite on Sunday. Disgusting.
Ooh. Oh.
So yeah, dude, I'm in such a hating mood right now. I'm so fucking cynical at the moment. What a fun day to record a podcast, but like legit, why is a 34-year-old so emotionally immature that he had to unmatch me on Hinge after I told him I was a little bit upset that he canceled our second date for the second time in a week?
Bro, you got to go out with the 23-year-old. I think honestly, some of those younger people younger than us. So it feels like they have almost the same amount of emotional maturity as these other people.
Here's my thing. I like lowered my age to 26 because I was like, maybe you're like about to turn 27. And then we'll have the overlap of 27 to 29 where we can cutesily tell people we're only 2 years apart when in reality, it's more like 3. So I lowered it and I matched with this 26-year-old and we've been like chit-chatting on Hinge. But then I started thinking and I was like, 3 years is kind of a lot. Like 3 years is getting to the point where I'm like, is it a little fetishy for them? Like, is it a little bit like dating an older woman-y for them? Like, I don't know. Is that a 10?
No, you're really in your head about that. I think you need to get over the age gap. You're both in your 20s. It's not fetishy.
I know, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm almost 30. I don't know. It's just like really in my head about it.
No, honestly, I've been on dates with 26 and maybe even a 25-year-old as of late. And it's just like, I had more fun because they were just like chiller. Yeah. They weren't a set in their ways. They were actually like eager to date. Like,
I'm almost like, are they going to expect me to pay? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm so weirded out about it.
No, they haven't. The ones that I've been on dates with have not expected me to pay. If I went on a date with anyone who's been younger than me, they've been pretty chill. Up here, at least. But I'm just like, if you have a better vibe with the people who are younger, who cares at this point? Because clearly the older people don't fucking care. They want someone who's going to be their mommy. Keep my belly full and empty my balls. I saw that on someone's bio on a dating.
That viral wedding video.
Exactly. Yep. I think people have said it for a long time, right? Keep my balls empty and my belly full. But that guy made it a known thing. If you haven't seen, listener, if you haven't seen that video, you can YouTube or Instagram Reel or TikTok search it or Google. It's a guy in the middle of the wedding vows. His vow is just keep my belly full, my balls empty. And he says so many other cringy, like kind of graphic shit that the bride is clearly so embarrassed. At one point, I believe it's his mom or someone is up there like officiating. And she literally says his name, like Steven. In the middle of his vows. It's so gross. Anyway, so that's the kind of energy the, you know, over 30 crowd essentially has been bringing to the table that I've been seeing. And I'm very tired of it. And I'm not necessarily getting as much of that energy from the 20-something crowd. So the filter will stay a little bit lower.
Yeah.
For now. For now.
26-year-old. But
it's just... Dude.
It's crazy out here. It's absolutely crazy. I'm like, y'all can't take a joke. And
heaven forbid a woman's funnier than you. You don't know what to do. First of all, be a silly goose with me. I literally
ask me if I'll be upset. And I said, yes, like that is so insane. And then you got mad at my answer.
I don't understand. Remember last year when you were on that date with that guy, I think it was a first date, and we were all at the bar with you because we came from like drinking
Call him on
earlier in
date
that day?
again.
Yeah. Oh, Mems. Well, you're sitting at one side of the bar of the room, and we're kind of hiding out on the other one because we were like, hee, we're gonna keep drinking and drop Kimmy off at her date. Let's just drink where she is. And we sent you two deviled eggs over that, or one deviled egg on top of a shot. We sent it just for you and not the guy because we could tell you weren't having a great time. And
And
it's
I
like,
wasn't.
but he didn't even match the energy. Like this girl sitting and somebody, we said to the server, like, make it anonymous. Don't say like who it's from. It's just like someone wanted to
Yeah.
buy you a deviled egg and a shot.
Yeah. No, and he was really worried about it.
Yeah. Like,
I was like, oh, I must know someone here. Like, I used to work around the corner, so like maybe my old coworkers are here. And I like really played it off like it definitely wasn't a random guy at the bar sending me a fucking deviled egg over a shot glass, but
I'm sorry,
like.
if somebody was at my, like, if I was on a one-on-one date and the person, like, got sent, like, random food and a shot or something, I would be like, damn.
Yeah, like that's so funny.
Especially a deviled egg is so random, too. Like,
It's
that.
also crazy because I saw that guy on Hinge literally this morning and I was like, oh, this guy's kind of cute. Is that the guy I went on a date with? And I remember seeing him in person and being like, you're not cute. And it
Yeah.
normally happens the other way around for men. And I feel like these men have been putting their fucking photos from when they're 23 and 24. That's how I feel about it.
Yes.
And
Yep.
look like that no
Yep.
more.
I think I'm gonna make a post on our Instagram page and just like make a mock profile, like as if I was a guy in a Hinge profile.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna take pictures in the ways that you see on there, and then you guys can enjoy what we
And
see. Those of you who are not on the apps can enjoy.
by you guys, we mean Audrey,
Yeah.
who is the only one who passed the text test amongst our
No,
friends.
Meg did too. She said something in our group chat.
Meg said she was listening to the podcast, but I don't think she ever got to the end because she never texted us about it.
Well, she did put she put it in the group in the text that she was listening to it, which is somewhat of what we asked. So,
That's true.
but yeah, I
I
just
still
am
think about
like,
this time.
take a shot every time you see a urinal in a profile.
What?
The bathroom selfies.
Oh my God, I don't get those here. Holy shit, a urinal?
They'll be in like the gym bathroom or the bathroom at work, or I don't know, it looks like they're in a
Okay,
fucking
get
gas station bathroom taking a mirror selfie, and so you just see the
Yeah.
urinal behind them.
Yeah, okay. No, I've definitely seen those before.
Yeah, like every time I see a urinal, I'm like, why is this on your dating profile? There's a literal pee thing behind you.
Really disgusting.
Super romantic. Anyway, on that
Anyway, all I'm
note,
telling myself is that every time a door closes, another door opens.
another door closes and all the windows are closed. Oh my God. God locked us in the hot car on a hot summer day. God, please.
Hold up, wait a minute. I had another story about a man in God from
Oh,
Sunday, where
from Sunday.
this friend of a friend overheard me talking to our friend's girlfriend because she's on my Hinge profile, like in one of the photos, and someone liked me saying,
Oh,
"Can you tell
yeah.
your friend that I saw her at Bible study?" And I was like, "I know for a fact she would never set foot in a Bible study, but nice try." And so we were chit-chatting about that, and this friend of a friend overheard me speaking, and I had said I have atheist on my profile, like public, literally on my profile. And I was like, it's because I don't want to date someone who's hyper religious. If you were raised religious and you still go to church on Easter, like my family, that's fine. But if you yourself are a 20-year-old man living in DC and you go to church every Sunday, I'm not interested.
Yeah,
So
weekly church go is tough.
I have that on my profile to weed those humans out. It doesn't always work, but I
Yeah.
try. And this guy overheard me say that, and he goes, "You really have atheists on your Hinge profile?" And I was like, "Yeah." And then he was like, "Why?" And I explained what I just explained to you, that I don't want to date someone who's hyper religious. And he goes, "So you don't believe in God?" And I go, "No." At this point, I'm like, "What are you not getting? I'm atheist. I don't want to date someone who believes in God. See, the question, do you believe in God, is somehow going to change my previous two answers." So I go,
Also,
"No."
D, you're gonna change my entire perspective and
Oh, there's a
like
D.
of organized.
Just wait. There's an option
at the bar. You're gonna change everything I know about organized religion, all my feelings.
But at Penn Quarter Sports Tavern, I'm getting confirmed. So he goes, do you?
I had my Holy Communion at Penn Quarter Sports Tavern.
Like, that is the episode
I need a shirt title. That says that.
It's going to be the longest episode title we've ever had, but if that's not it, I'm quitting the podcast, Hannah, you're on your own. But this guy goes, so you don't believe in God? And I go, no. And then he goes, like, this was going to be the biggest flex and, like, totally got me. He goes, so you don't believe in the devil? And I go, no. And then he goes, oh, okay, then.
Not the sips drink.
And, like, really sassily, like, started ignoring me and, like, drinking to himself. And then I came to find out that his dad is a pastor. And I was like, first of all, that doesn't make it any better. Again, you're not going to convert me in PQST. Like,
bro, you're not my target audience. Get out of here.
No. And I think that, like, he was trying to back me into this corner where if I said I believed in evil, then I inherently had to believe in the devil. And then I inherently had to believe in God. But I was like, these things are not mutually exclusive. Like, first of all, I believe in, like, bad energy and, like, things harboring a bad,
yeah, like, I feel like you are more of a spiritual person, if anything, but definitely not a God believer.
Yeah, even that's a little extreme. Like, when people
exactly.
have
spiritual
profile, I'm like, ooh, so do you have crystals that you think change the atmosphere? Because I don't really believe in that.
Yeah, I'm like, do you like tarot for fun, or are you, like, into tarot cards?
Yeah, right. So, yeah. I was just like, no, I don't believe in the devil. And I really think he thought he had me. Like, I really thought that if I was like, yeah, I believe in evil, then he would be like, well, then you have to believe in Lucifer. And then you have to believe that there's a God. And then bam, you're a Christian.
Owned, bitch. Penn Quarter yeah. Sports Tavern confirmation right here.
Yeah. Like, I really, Penn Quarter Sports Tabernacle. Like, I don't know what. What he was going for there, but it did not hit home for me. And I said, the Giants lost miserably. I gotta go.
Yeah. In the famous words of drag queen Trixie Mattel, God's not real, and I am.
Amen.
And boom.
On that note,
sorry for anyone that loves God.
I don't even know what to say. May you go with God and also with you. I don't even
go with God. Yeah. And also, you should have some. Like John Mulaney. You should have some too. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you guys. Go with God.
Do God's work. Stay. Yeah.
Anyway, this was fun. I doubt next week will be this interesting. Well, you know what? Who's to decide? I hope next week I'm this freaking angry about something, but we'll see.
I hope we have better men stories, but we'll see.
I mean, listen, I'm going on a bachelorette party this weekend, so I've got no time under my belt.
Next week, actually, we may need to skip recording because I will be dog sitting, and I don't know how recording will go if I'm with four dogs, so.
Well, that kind of sounds fun, but we can
stay
play it
by tuned. Here. Yeah.
We'll announce something on Instagram. Maybe not, though. I don't know.
Probably not.
Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to me rant. See you next Tuesday, maybe? Question mark.
Have a blessed day, y'all. Bye. Bye now.